Good evening to each of you.
Good evening.
My father's children, we greet you all this evening. In the matchless name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
What a time we have had this week.
Amen.
Now, before I start, let me do this. Any of y'all ever watch, as children, even as adults, any of y'all ever watch wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all have, put your hand up for me. All right. If y'all haven't watched it before, you know they have tag team partners. When the one guy in the ring is getting beat up, it's scripted that they go and tag the other person's hand to come in. So now I'm sitting there to say, I done got beat up on Sunday and Monday, so I'm looking to tag somebody. Amen. Amen. Listen, y'all, I want to thank y'all so much. Choir, the way y'all came together again tonight. Again, breaking these barriers that we keep putting up to keep us from getting together. Amen. All through the Bible, you will read where the churches grew because they were interdependent upon each other. Amen. And they got together. Amen. And continued in fellowshipping. Amen. All right. I think that y'all, if y'all didn't catch nothing I just said, I'll say it another way then. You do know Easter time will come again on the calendar again next year. All right, now, we've already said that we're believing with Pastor Buckner that if the Lord says she's going to be in her building next year, we're going our family tie is going to be hosting the pastor.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Good to see my mother and father-in-law with us tonight.
Amen.
All of you all that are here. All you preachers that are here, y'all just raise your hands. Y'all don't mind. Preachers and evangelists. That's right. Raise them up.
Amen.
Raise them up. That's right. Raise them up. Don't be scared. All right. All right. Sister Cheeks, raise your hand. Everybody might not know. All right. All right. All you deacons that are here, amen. Raise your hand.
Amen.
Trustees amen. That can be trusted, raise your hand.
Amen.
That's the joke that they say at the church. Amen. Listen, I want y'all to do me a favor. I'll be better in 10 seconds, I promise, once I get it out. Because I don't want to forget. Heavy-hearted at this time. St. Francis, I want y'all to know, and I want y'all on the prayer line, y'all, we got to make sure we get the announcement tonight before we get the benediction, because I want all of us to join in on the prayer line tomorrow they can. I talked with Dr. Lewis this evening, and the doctors have told him they've done all that they can do. But we still know God is able.
Yeah.
He said to thank all of you all in advance for your prayers and cards that he has received. And please to not hold against him that they have not responded to people at this time. But he's trying to keep his health as best he can. So y'all make sure, because you all know his wife is also caring after her mother. So we want to keep them lifted in prayer that God will give them the strength. But again, God is still in charge. Don't keep nobody safe. And however God delivers, the truth of the matter is that's what we were asking God to do. Amen, Pastor Chief. Now, I feel a little better. Certainly to my friend and my brother, Pastor Gardner, Pastor Buckner, all you pastors and preachers, I got to say something tonight. I have a little saying I always go, tell you something good, even if it's wrong. So, I done got phone calls since last night. You better be on your A game. Bang your A game. So I want y'all to know, I sure enough bought it. Amen. If I ain't nothing else, y'all do know, with all these degrees I got and letters I got, they mean nothing. Y'all know I've been here at my BA degree. Uh-huh. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I surely had my MD degree.
Yeah. Amen.
And I still work on my PhD.
Come on now. Come on now.
I've been born again.
Yes.
Amen. I have a magnificent deliverer. And I'm not a praising daily.
Amen. 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 Amen.
God bless y'all and God keep you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Tonight, I want us to bear in mind, y'all gonna have to follow with me to catch this here. I want y'all to just pay close attention. And I'm just gonna give y'all this, title, and then I'm gonna show y'all how I know it is.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
We're gonna give it a pen. To do what Jesus did, you got to have what Jesus got.
All right.
Amen. Say it one more time. To do what Jesus did, you got to have what Jesus got.
Amen.
As we approach the second day in the final week of Christ on earth, since his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, let me tell y'all that beyond a shadow of a doubt, Jesus was then, still is today, a rebel.
Amen.
Now, I did not say he was rebellious,
but
I did say he was a rebel.
Uh-huh.
And I searched the dictionary. Every now and then I have to talk with my friend Merriman Webster.
Uh-huh.
But I went and got some more people. I went and got the Cambridge Oxford edition.
Okay.
Oxford sounds so great. In the noun form. Y'all got to put a pen in the noun form.
Uh-huh.
It's a person who refuses to accept the government's power and uses force to oppose it. Or it's a person who opposes authority and thinks and behaves differently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about none of y'all, but that seemed like a pretty good description of Jesus to me.
Uh-huh.
Now, if y'all don't believe me, let's go on and take a stroll through the scriptures. Start at Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1 all the way down to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 29. Y'all do know that is Jesus' longest, and not just his, but is the longest recorded sermon in the Bible. It is known as the Sermon on the Mount. Amen. And if you look at Matthew's account of the Gospel of Christ, the 7th chapter, and the 29th verse, y'all, I'm halfway done, believe it or not. This will help me in my dialogue of discussion.
Okay.
Now, you can read at your own leisure everything from chapter 8 all the way down to chapter 21, verse 23. Mm-hmm. And you will find out that there is a question that is asked by the religious leaders aloud, church folk privately. Amen. Amen, Pastor Cheeks. Y'all can come on get with me for a minute. It's all right. And here is the question that was asked by the religious leaders loudly and church folks privately. By whose authority can you do these things? And who gave you that authority? Now, I say church folk privately because you do know church folk do question the authority that rests in the pastor. Amen. There's a difference between church folk. And I'm so leery of the term Christian, believe it or not, because God never made nobody a Christian. So you got to graduate to become a Christian. Folk think instantly you become a Christian. But you got to be a disciple first. Amen. Amen. And look at what Jesus said in response to that question. I'm going to paraphrase it. If I was to tell you, you wouldn't believe it. The reason why you wouldn't believe it? Because you don't have it. See, a whole lot of folk got it, and they don't know it. Pastor Cheek gonna teach and preach today now. I'm feeling good now. We know that we have read, if you will, because I'm gonna run ahead and get y'all, and so y'all can really know I know what I'm talking about. We understand, or we have been, it's printed that Jesus cursed the fig tree on Tuesday. But I got news for you.
All right now.
I told y'all I'm more Bible than I am Baptist. He cursed the fig tree on Monday.
Yes, he did.
What happened on Tuesday was the result of what he said on Monday. Pastor Jesus preaching now. Here it is. I told y'all you got to have it, and you don't know you got it. See, on Sunday, on Monday, if you will, Jesus spoke words to the barren fig tree that was in the counteraction or opposite of the same process that God used in the creative process. For God said, let there be. And it was. It came. Jesus said, no more, you ain't coming. Amen. One spoke life, one spoke death. And it's metaphoric in the understanding of the cursing of the fig tree. The Lord was dealing with, because this, I told y'all, you got to do what Jesus did. You got to have what Jesus had. Here it is. The Lord was dealing with them in their faithlessness. Look at the text I gave y'all tonight. I gave a whole bunch of texts to read, scriptures to read, read it myself. Jesus, even at this time, was in the temple teaching. And the religious leaders came and questioned him by what authority? Who told you could say that? Well, I told y'all he was a rebel. Look down through the verses of the scripture that I gave y'all to read. Look at everything that Jesus did that was against the accepted social norm of the day. For he did heal the sick and did some work on what they called the Sabbath day. Amen, Pastor. He a rebel. Amen. He did, amen, watch this. He did break down barriers when adult church folk, heavenly bound adult folk, thought that the children couldn't come to Jesus. Jesus said, suffer it to be. He did deal with the fact that there was some along the way that they thought that they could buy their way into heaven, but the Lord really told them, you can't buy your way to heaven, but you can pay your way to hell. Amen. Amen. The fig tree got cursed on a Monday. It was observed on Tuesday. And watch this. It was observed on Tuesday by the same folk that was with him on Monday. Got to have a witness somewhere. Y'all ain't following me. Y'all ain't following me. Now, if that don't sound like the substance of things hopeful, evidence of things, that is what they say faith is. Jesus did say you can speak the word of faith and something gonna happen, because the question was asked, how did this tree become withered all the way down to the root?
Well,
here it is. It's the reason why we are told if we have faith the size of the grain of a mustard seed, and the reason why it is because it is the grain that goes into the dirt. From the grain comes the seed. But while the grain is in the dirt, the dirt and the grain get hooked up in God's agricultural grace, and something start happening.
Amen.
This brings me to my point. To do what Jesus did, you gotta have what Jesus had. Well, a lot of people really never knew this, but first of all, how did he do it? Well, Jesus says, I'll give you my formula for success. First of all, you got to find God's will.
Amen.
Jesus said, I didn't come to do my will, but I come to do the will of him that sent me. Many of us going half-cocked on everything, thinking that we're doing things for God, in the name of God, and we ain't talk to God. Well, if you want to find, if anybody else, except you got GPS, and you're stubborn like me, if you ever get lost and you want to just keep going in the same direction, you're going to stay lost until you stop and ask somebody. Amen. You've gotten, as a child of God, we got no business being lost. Nothing wrong, and watch it, nothing wrong with getting lost. The issue is staying lost.
Amen.
Well, to do what Jesus did, to do it his way, you got to ask it in prayer. Amen. And you got to believe it.
Amen.
Jesus did say, and not I know it's in your Bible, read something like this, that whatever you ask of my Father, amen, in my name, my daddy will do it. I can paraphrase it and make it personal. We call him Father, we call him Daddy. Many folk believe that Jesus says, because they lied on him, they say God promised to give us the desires of our heart. No, he didn't. He said, when you pray and believe it to be received upon the asking, then so shall you have the desires of your heart. So ain't no need of praying and you're going to doubt it. Matter of fact, let me say it like this. Can I say it like this? If you're going, I told you how the Lord was a rebel. If you're going to pray and worry,
come on now.
Why worry to pray?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm just. I said I'm having a discussion, a dialogue.
Amen.
Oftentimes, things come up, just as Pastor brought out last night, that sometimes hinder the process. And anything that hinders the process, amen, if you don't be too careful, it'll halt the progress. Amen. So you got to learn how to ignore the circumstances.
Come on now.
Don't you know there's some folk that you praying with and praying for that don't care nothing about you? Amen, Pastor Chief. Don't you know that there are some folk that you asking God to bless and you're keeping according to his word? Bless them that curse you, and that's exactly, now they ain't cursing you, they cussing you. Amen. Ignore the circumstances. One of the saddest indictments I have ever heard in the life of the church, if you will, or the child of God, the believer, many folks say, Pastor, I'm not going to church till I get right. Right. As if the church got it wrong. The church couldn't have did it to you. You ain't been there. I'm sorry. Listen, this is free, don't cost nobody nothing. This free don't cost nobody nothing. Do y'all know in its purest form, there has never ever been an atheist in the earth? Never. I know y'all heard of Madeline O'Hara and us. All right, watch this. What is an atheist? Y'all, somebody tell me what y'all think an atheist right quick. Somebody don't believe. Now, they don't believe in God, but yet they believe in something that's so strong that stopped them from believing in God. Don't that sound like faith? Don't that sound like faith to y'all? Y'all can say, yeah, Pastor. It's all right. It's all right. Pastor, don't try. I don't have to complicate this thing. You know, the hardest thing that we can do, the hardest thing that we as preachers do, Pastor, is that they say that pastors get up sometime and they try to preach such a prolific and profound message that they complicate the simplicity of God. And the simplicity of God is complicated in itself.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How can you understand with pure logic to be first with him mean you got to be last? Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You see your brother naked, just don't give him your coat off your back. Give him the shirt too.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to learn to ignore circumstances.
Yes.
And don't y'all know that circumstances that come in your life are another phrase or word for a crisis. But if we focus on the crisis, I promise you ain't focused on Christ. You see, because if you're focused on the crisis, you are seeing things from a humanistic point of view.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Amen. That's why the scripture is there in singular form. I have not seen. Amen. Because see, the eye is seeing too much. Ear have not heard. Amen. Y'all know the rest of the story. But then you got to learn how to take the step of obedience. You see, once you got it, you got to do something with it.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Yeah. Pastor Chiefs, I don't want to quit. I'm going to quit. Many people truly, truly believe that as a child of God, listen, this is my Bible. Y'all Bible might not teach this way, but this way the Lord always put it with me. My father would say, I'm saved. I just ain't got saved real good yet. Meaning I ain't got so saved that I ain't gonna make a mistake.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
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 Come on, Pastor.
Come on, Pastor.
Paul did address that issue.
Yes.
Paul said, we were like them folk, we are most miserable people.
Yes, we are.
Amen. But you know, You also got to just simply hold fast until it
goes.
Yeah. Amen. Now, in case y'all miss all of that, the question was asked, how did the tree get in this shape? Jesus said, by faith, I spoke it. And if y'all follow what I told y'all to do, what Jesus did, you got to have what Jesus had. Y'all followed it. Jesus had faith.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus was a man of faith.
Because
yes. Jesus knew, even, oh, God help your boy, without faith, it's impossible.
Yes.
Have y'all ever wondered why? I told y'all the other day why God gave man the measure of faith that he gave him. Here's an answer. He gave everybody the measure of faith so nobody would have an excuse not to be pleasing to him. Let me just blanket like that. Amen. And rest assured, how do I know that I'm using what he gave me? Well, I told y'all, if you have faith the size of the grain of the mustard seed, a growing faith. It grows us from our belief to now I know.
Come on. Yeah.
If you're still believing, you ain't grown yet. You know enough about it to say I know. Amen.
Amen.
So to do what Jesus did, you gotta have what Jesus had.
Amen.
And then you got to use what you got.
All right.
It'll work.
Amen.
Every time.
Amen.
I know I'm right about that.
Amen.
Your faith will never fail you.
That's right.
Because the Lord himself, yes, he spoke it to Peter, but he put it in the universe.
Amen.
When he said, Peter, I pray that your faith fail you not.
Right.
Not that you don't fail your faith, but that your faith don't fail you.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Believe it and receive it.
Amen.
Doubt it and do without it. God bless y'all.
Amen.
And God keep y'all tonight.
Amen.
Is our prayer. Now listen, as we stand, for a change of position. Listen, as we stand for a change of position, we never take it for granted that everybody that was in the church, everybody really don't know him. I'm so glad that you ain't got to go home and get dressed up, but I can help y'all out. Every time you go home and get dressed up, church folk will undress you. Amen. But I don't know. This song might not do it for y'all. Amen. It might not do nothing for y'all. But one day, a little boy, and I heard the song. It just did it for me. Old hymn of the church. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidest me come to thee, O Lamb.
This is the invitation to discipleship. Amen. If you're here tonight and you're not in right relationship with God, if you're not in fellowship with the church somewhere, we invite you tonight. If you never confess Christ, tonight's a good night to come and confess Him. Amen. Because God has desire for fruit to come from you. All you got to do is believe. We're not asking y'all to join a church. We're asking you to join the body of Christ. And then should the Lord lay on the altar of your heart after you talk with Him in prayer to direct you to the local station, the local church, where He would have for you to be, then you make haste to get there. Come to Thee.